Blog Talk Radio.
Today is the start of a new game. It is designed to change the world. It all begins with you and your desire. In the world as we know it, there exists a black alliance of elitists who have gained control over the monetary system and over the centuries systematically taken over all levels of society, government, and the world civilization. This black alliance is made up of duplicitous, evil, uncaring monsters who have created wars, depressions, plagues, revolutions, and genocide to ensure their control is invincible and their power is without limit. The elitists who control the Black Alliance have centralized banking in order to dictate their visions to their minions, psychopaths, and puppets in government, the military, mass media, education, and industry. With the influence of unlimited currency, they have enslaved the population and reduced culture to a line item and civilization to a liability. This Black Alliance of elitists steal, lie, cheat, intimidate, bully, conspire, befriend, promise, contradict, confuse, capitulate, counterattack, deceive, enslave, and legislate to take away your money, freedom, and sovereignty with contracts, laws, taxes, interest, insurance, religion, crime, opportunity, disease, regulations, education, requirements, inflation, accidents, conflicts, strikes, licenses, lawsuits, wars, disasters, divorce, bureaucracy, welfare, police action, inflation, rules, judgments, arbitrations, credit devaluation, and every sort of hideous real-life problem. The end game is the reduction and elimination of all rights and freedom to a controlled totalitarian state. Sovereign activity is forbidden in a future vision of the world where actions are watched, controlled, and regulated by this invisible black alliance. It would take lifetimes for us to discover and reveal all of the ways in which they have enslaved the population with lies, fake history, mindless entertainment, indoctrination, propaganda, disinformation, mind control, subliminal messaging, weapons of mass destruction, just drugs, advertising, brainwashing, patriotism, fear, terrorism, corruption, greed, food additives, deceit, forced nationalism, dishonor, despair, and disempowerment.
That was like, whoa, load that show up in 2 minutes, and here we are. I think I have B.T. Michael on the line.
Yes. Hi. Good evening, Violet.
It's Violet Light, otherwise here known as Gold Ring Radio. And we've got Bobby in the chat room. Is Bobby, if this number that Risa is going to call, is it the same one that you would dial in on? Do you want to dial in for a minute or two until he's trying to reach you so you guys can start? This is Bobby and Michael's inaugural show together.
Yes, I look forward to this.
Mm-hmm. Riso. But, yeah, Riso was going to do that, and I don't know how long he's going to be working on his communication, but he said a minute. So I don't know if you can tell if you have another incoming call or how exactly that will happen. But so, Michael, why don't you tell me if you guys have been communicating back and forth already? Have you
Bobby and I have
emailing or something?
Yeah, Bobby and I, there's been some emails back and forth, and I had mentioned to him that I had a couple of topics that I wanted to discuss, and well, one of them was, you know, how we whenever we draw water from our homes, from like a kitchen sink or, you know, to make things like coffee or tea, or even make mix up a drink with water, you know, as a base, the water has got so many impurities in it that it's almost like a poison for us. And I was going to bring up a subject of how we could maybe filter our water or purify it. And Bobby had mentioned about trace minerals being added, you know, to the water after it gets purified. And so that was one thing that we wanted to talk about. And I had kind of a, well, I guess I've been kind of on the edge of whether or not to say anything about, you know, what I kind of understand as a new energy source. It's been an idea of mine for a number of, well, actually close to 20 years now. And I've been slowly researching. I've been reading a lot of books about quantum physics and how electromagnetism complements that. And so that was another subject I wanted, or topic I wanted to bring up. And then we've got other things, that a couple other ones that we were going to talk about, as far as like how to be prepared, you know, should things happen, you know, that we need to have things in our household to help us weather through any hard times that may be coming up due to some sort of an economical, you know, quote unquote disaster, you know. So. And so anyway, that's what I have. Violet light.
Yep, there I was talking to my mute button.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard a beep and okay. So
yeah, we had had Bobby for a sec, but I think Rice is ready to call. So. That was some wonderful information,
and I had a curiosity about numerology. I wanted to ask a question to the chat room.
Sure.
As far as like the number, like when you add all your numbers together, like your birth month number, your birthday number, your birth year number, and you add all those together in the numerology way they do it, and it comes down to like one number. What is the significance of a number three?
You know, there are life paths, and so it depends. Like your date of birth, just the day number of your birth is considered to be one thing. And
I got a five on that one.
As you work it out is one thing. I was going to see if I had some kind of concordance here that I could use. But the number three, it seems to me, vibrates to Jupiter, which is expansion but as to whether that is in regard to your life path or your thing, I don't know that part.
I thought maybe it might be some, it might correlate to like my destiny, you know, and how I would relate this person I am in physical form in the world trying to accomplish my mission as a number three.
And somebody is saying, let's see, Moonshell is saying expression and sensitivity. And you know what? We've got, now I'm back to the thing here. Hello, callers,
hello.
I think.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
You guys hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you, Bobby.
Nice to meet you too.
Hey, VT. All right. Good stuff.
Hey, good to hear
the
you.
Water. The water, man. The water is the basis for our whole. 80-some percent of us is water in our brains and everything. And
mm-hmm.
water makes us function. If you don't have pure water, you're not gonna get well. It's like pouring poison in you. And if you don't put the trace minerals in it, that they take out of it, then you're not going to be able to balance your pH level. And then another good part VT brought up was the plastics and the stuff they put it in, and that like leaches out toxins, you know, that
oh yeah, you know, if that's a good point, Bobby. If you look on the bottom of say a soda bottle, like one of the cola soda bottles, you know, you'll see a triangle, and inside the triangle, you'll see a number, and if you see a number one, that plastic bottle is made from a plastic that the liquid inside of it is getting contaminated with the plastic or chemical from the plastic that the bottle's made out of, and you're ingesting that. And there are other plastics that are better for you, like a number five is more of a polycarbonate. It's a little bit harder plastic that you don't get that plastic chemicals of what you consume out of it. And like some storage little plastic containers that you store food in, like in a refrigerator, are made out of that polycarbonate type plastic, which is a whole lot better. But I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yes, but if you can't use glass, that's
oh yeah,
permanent stuff is awesome.
Yeah, I highly agree with that. And but I was just talking to Violet Light about a couple of things that I wanted to. I don't know if you heard the first few minutes when Violet Light and I were talking.
Yes, I did.
Oh good. Yeah, I wanted to. Kind of, you know, with the last radio show that I listened to with Risa, I got kind of inspired by kind of a project of mine. It's kind of a personal project, but I kind of wanted to have it so it's more that I could develop it and give it to humanity as a new energy source. And 'cause it's just the way I am. I'm more of a technoid, you know. It's I've been in the engineering and science field for 25 years and doing everything from, you know, repairing long-range telemetry equipment to air traffic control radio communication radio systems and 12-channel radio communication tape decks and you know, the same kind of electronics that the FAA would use to land like a 757 at an airport, and other things, you know, that have to do with, they're all powered by some sort of energy source. And so I've been kind of developing this idea of mine about using the sun's projected flux, the electromagnetic flux, that we all can't see it, but it's there, and it's the same flux that, say, your local FM radio station would transmit their signal off of their antenna, off their tower, and you pick up, you know, whatever channel on FM radio that, you know, your local rock station or country western station, you know, it has to do with that flux, and that flux is being transmitted off of the sun. And it's called solar wind. You know, it comes over the earth and kind of like wind going up over the earth and right back into like a tail on the other side of the earth. And it goes omnidirectional all over the cosmos. So it's kind of like, you know, using a small device that is built into like your TV or your washer or your computer, or and that little small device would actually be the receiving unit for the flux. So you wouldn't need electric wires plugging into your wall. You wouldn't need the high voltage electric 50,000 volt electric lines going across states.
Doesn't that pretty much work on that same principle with our body as far as assimilating vitamin D and all that stuff, how the sun gives us nutrients? Or wasn't there people that used to live just off the sunlight and air people or something?
Well, yeah, it does.
Kind of the same principle?
It does correlate with that. You know, if you have one of these, a different type of device that I've been kind of sketching out, you know, like on a chalkboard kind of thing. It's
new?
Yeah, this is something different than the energy source. It would be like a medical device that would actually induce a flux into a room, and it would increase your physiological health. It's kind of like baseball players. When they break an arm, they go to a specialized, you know, one of their coaches that's got the medical, you know, part of what he does, you know, and they put these magnetic things around a person's arm, and it increases the healing time to extremely dramatically reduces their healing time, because it mends that bone a whole lot faster because of the electromagnetic flux. And you would have like one of these units like mounted on a wall, like an LCD, you know, TV, and it would spray flux into the room, and all you'd have to do is sit there in your most comfortable chair reading a book, and you'd be getting well by the moment. And there's, I've got a few other things that I've been working on, but I don't know if I should really, I don't want to really come out, because there's so much of people trying to discredit you, or I might find myself in an unusual car accident, or you know how that goes, you know.
They told me 40 years ago, if the DEA, if I ever left the country again, they'd kill me. But that, you know, that's all that fear shit, man. They forget about you if you don't have no money or if you don't have anything they want. It sounds like something they could want, but they have all kinds of that stuff. I mean, they got cars that run on air. Rhonda was talking about the paranoia from the man, you know, and all of that. Also, oh, God, we're out here doing this, but we're not doing anything against their money or nothing. All we're doing is giving information, you know. So you don't, it's like community TV. You don't have to worry until the money starts showing up, and then they'll be sniffing around. So
but
right
can
now,
you,
like,
but can you? I just get so excited on this. You'll have to excuse me. It's like you could build a little bit larger one of these receiving flux units and put it in the trunk of a car, and run an electric motor to run the car. So you would need no liquid petroleum or oil or gasoline. You would use the flux.
What about brake fluid and all that?
Well,
kind of stuff?
I think that with all the different agricultural plants that are on the planet now, they make really fantastic lubricants.
With hemp before. In fact, you can go on Brass Jack TV
and check
out the green tree, and it'll tell you from all the way back all the stuff that's been, about these people for their oil exploration have put under the shelf and hid from us and stuff that's surfacing now. And it's like, if we could build a hemp car with this and then put that motor in it, like we would be on solar power, right?
Oh, it would be a far greater energy source than solar, because we wouldn't have to depend on sunlight. We would depend on flux, which is there, whether it's a snow blizzard or it's a typhoon, the flux is still there, and it's abundant. So someone is probably going to have to figure out, and they probably will, you know, on how to tax the flux that's in the air that's free from the cosmos. And I'm sure somebody would do that.
Don't give me any ideas, man. Don't give me any ideas.
I'm sure that would happen. You know, it's like,
don't tax on RT. I'm for a free world, man. And the basics for all humanity should be provided. Mother Nature provides every generation her abundance, man, and it's full. And these people, these bankers are siphoning off, 98% of all of that, that we could all be living. can do to create without doing their paperwork or having anything to do or buy into their trip at all. It's just us creating what we want in our reality instead of reacting to their reality. So
yeah.
As far as the paranoia stuff, we got rid of that stuff in the 60s. We already won this light, the fight of dark and night. So
yeah.
It's like now we just got to implement all these things that we want and do it. That's all
yeah.
There is to it. And then in Caruba, Brazil or something, 1971, there's this thing, a documentary out on a what is that, Al Gore's movie, what was that?
Well, the global warming kind of thing.
Yeah. What was the name of that? I forget.
I can't remember what it was either.
I'm not sure. I don't
inconvenient
remember.
Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah, Inconvenient Truth. Well, they, in 1971, these people in Brazil came out with a convenient truth, and they changed all of that. I mean, they changed their whole slum areas and got people to recycle, and they put the bus systems downtown, so they were all on the same level, all energy. And now they just did this without paperwork or anything. They just went out and did it. All these people, they said, we're tired of messing around with red tape and all these people, and they improved on, they got rid of all the slums. Now it's a model for all these different cities in the world are getting a hold of them and saying, hey, we want to do that. Well, Bobby Kennedy said the same thing about the microtoxins, 700 microtoxins in every breath in New Jersey in 68, and we got to stop this right now before it gets to the world. And then they killed him too. So that's what we're all talking about, this paranoia. I've seen them guys kill some friends of mine too and stuff, but that's like, I think K-Fred or somebody was saying about the blood that we've all shed for this freedom and everything. We've earned it. And so it's just a matter of our accepting our abundance. You know, it's like, and then taking the science, like I've totally neglected my science, but I know a lot of this stuff. So now, like, DT, Mike can tell us how we can implement the natural stuff so that we can go on
and
create this. I think Stillman 37 has some ideas on this too.
And it's a system where it could be implemented right away to where the other system that is currently in effect that is enslaving us to buy gasoline and to have to put up with air pollution in larger cities because of vehicles and all the different pollutions that a vehicle combustion engine or diesel engine gives off, we could actually obsolete the internal combustion engine in cars and absolutely obsolete the use of oil and obsolete the purchasing and then all the money transfer between corporations and how they keep us all enslaved. And now we could actually obsolete all that and we could have, and that could just kind of drop by the wayside and we will keep, you know, going into a much stronger, more healthier, you know, and bring the children of Terra back to where they need to be.
That's right, man. We all got to get it. We've got to stand up and do this now. There's no more time out there, people, man. I mean, you know, you got to stand up for freedom. It just don't come rolling in.
Yeah.
And, you know, like all this talking and stuff, and then, like, we get these people, then, like I heard earlier, we got to go out to all your group of people and say, hey, listen to this. Hey, listen to this. And every conversation in every city all the time, man. In order to raise the consciousness and let people become aware, and it's happening. It is so happening. We all found this place, and then we're all becoming aware of the pollution and the poison and everything these people are doing. And then on the alternative, this is how we're going to fix it. This is how we're going to change this, is by changing our thinking. You know, and that's all we got to do is changing our thinking with these ideas and stuff, you know.
This will bring about our new paradigm, you know, our most refreshing earth that we'll be able to live on, and we'll be, you know, not abusing, you know, the earth's resources.
I got a test out there for anybody that wants to know this. I call this a truth test. Is you take your vacuum cleaner hose and you hook it up to your car on the exhaust and put it in your window and put your family in there and leave it running, and I'll get my car and we'll smoke some opium and some coke and some marijuana with my family, and we'll roll up the windows. And then in the morning, we'll go have some breakfast, and we'll see who the liars are. And who passed the test. I know the guys in the car are going to be dead. So those cars are going around. We're going to be stoned, but we're going to be hungry. My family, those cars are pumping this stuff out every minute of every day, and everybody thinks it's cool. Oh, well, fill your tanks with gas, blow up some people's asses, you know, kill some Iraqis and stuff. And that's what it's doing. It's like, shut them down. Don't do nothing with them. Hey, wow, we can't get our job. We can't do this. Well, we want to change all that, don't we? So it's like, well, I imagine you'd have to get a community where you could do this. But there are communities that are doing this. There's people doing it everywhere, all over the world. And it's just like in the United States, we're not tuned in to the dominance of nature in the rest of the world, you know, except Europe and that. But we have a lot of it here. Nature is dominant in a lot of places other than these cities. And so it's like there's been natural air, water, all this energy ever since. We just got to utilize it. And as we awaken from our darkness and stuff and come into the light, you know, we're getting hit with all this information, and then you have to react to it or create what you want out of that, you know, what you're assimilating. You got to give back to the under the field of action and bring all this stuff into play out here. And then so, like, if you're not eating the right nutrients, if you're not eating the right food, if you're not putting... You can't run your car, you know, on dirt and stuff. You know, if your frame's out of whack and the tires are going out, you can put new tires on. They'll keep wearing out, but if you don't get the frame fixed, so it's all a balance. This whole thing is balance, and you have to have the right energy to run your system. And then if you want to get into the higher altitudes and stuff, then, you know, it's like your rate of vibration. I guess the harmonics and the radio waves and stuff would bring us back to them sun flashes again, you know, to like they do with the vitamin D and stuff. So it's like,
well, you know what's really funny about what you were saying, and I see a lot of time in chat from different places, is kind of like, you know, hemp seed and hemp oil and hemp rope and you know, is kind of like the super product. And then somebody else was talking about the poppy, I think it, not, po- but
opium.
I guess poppy from whatever opium is from, or that, of it being a superfood that's got all these nutrients in it and everything. But it's really, really funny that a situation was created where it was a drug and then it is policed where... It sort of seems to hide the fact of properties not even necessarily used in the way of drug, but used in the way of wholeness. Then there's all these pieces, but to not kind of not let you know about all of the other pieces, they're derived down to just a drug where they can be policed. It was just kind of a connection that I made there that I thought, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're making a lot of
it
money
is.
Off of this
yeah.
stuff. But all that stuff's natural, you know. And then so they can't copyright it if it's natural. So that's why they don't copyright all or patent it, and they want to give you man-made stuff that don't work. Now, what is it? Doctor-prescribed drugs kill 700,000 people a year. Caffeine kills 20,000 people a year. Aspirin kills 10,000. All your illegal drugs kill 4,000. Marijuana's never killed anybody. Alcohol and tobacco are killing 1 million, but the food and the water and the air are killing the most with all these diseases and stuff. So if they're lying about the banking and the religions and everything else, you don't think they're lying about the drugs and everything else? Take the test, damn, and then decide you want to go grow some weed or go get in the car. You know, it's like, wow.
Well, I know
if you're in Afghanistan and you don't eat some opium, you're going to get immediate dysentery so bad that you're going to die. And when you go to the doctor, he'll give you Lomotil, which is an opiate. And then the hashish, you know, clears out the desert. The same thing in Peru. You know, those guys down there, that's a way of life for them, coca. And then it's like the Eskimos, too, you know, they can't be vegan. They're So everything is like a geological thing. And then so these religions come in and, you know, like the Christians, alcohol's God's blood and hash and opium's forbidden. But the Muslims, hash and opium's the air you breathe in heaven and alcohol's forbidden. And then, you know, you got all these other things where there's nothing in common. The kings of old used to behead his knights and stuff or anybody they caught drinking coffee, because coffee used to be a death thing because they didn't want them, what those heathen Muslims were doing and stuff. So it's all basically, you know, the power people on their petty little things that they do to, that cause a lot of grief to us down here on the bottom of this thing, you know. So it's like my whole thing with hemp is that it's one of the most miraculous plants on this planet, and healing and every kind of way. But everybody's got their own fingerprints, their own body chemistry, their own point of view, man, and their own space, and we all require something different to make us function and be happy, and that's called diversity. We're all completely different. We're unique, and all, but we're all the same, but, you know, it's like in the same. So, you know, it's got it, everything. It's, you know, I think you can find the road to enlightenment on anything. I don't say nothing. I mean, you can drink some gasoline and die, and you're going to be enlightened, man. So, I mean, you know, you can't deny nothing as far as taking you to where we all are, no matter what we think, anyway. So, Mike, how are we going to get out of this mess?
Well, I got a lot of drawings. I got a lot of white paper that's all got bunch of words and stuff on it, and it can be implemented. One of the other things I was thinking about, too, is how much that people are dying and having cancer and all kinds of other things from ingesting genetically modified foods.
The
students at Idaho State University in I think it is Des Moines, to go through and learn how to genetically split the seed and to make the vegetables genetically modified, resistant to disease and all that stuff. But when we end up eating it, we end up dying from it. Why would they keep doing that? You know,
it's like 87% of the population. It's a plan, dude, with the food in that. But speaking of the kids, and like we all say, I know you're really into kids' rights, and most people are here, especially as veterans. You don't want to mess with the kids around us.
Right.
But it's like the kids in Mar Vista Elementary School out here in Aptos and Safeway had a test, and they had organic and non-organic stuff, and they tested 50 people, and two of us got it right. And I'd never done this test before, but the organic stuff actually tasted better and sweeter, and you can tell the difference. Then they showed us that the seeds on the other stuff, modified stuff, there is no seeds anymore. They're eliminating the life-giving properties of that food.
Mm-hmm. That's
what they do with steroids when they shoot them animals up. Well, now December 2009, they're going to make all our imported animals be shot up with those steroids, and they're making all these vitamins and minerals illegal. So, I mean, it's the same people. A private organization started the Fed Reserve Bank. This is another private organization. I forget the name of it. That's implementing this little thing. So they are really trying to get rid of you people and all of this, and it's like, you know, the best way out of this is to grow your own, man, and unite and get together with people of like mind and just create your own paradise here on Earth.
You know, Bobby, there's a concentrate that I learned about just recently here. It's called Elderberry Juice Concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown and bottled in Kansas, I think Kansas City, or just right outside of Kansas City. There's links on it on the internet, but this elderberry juice concentrate, they took 2 ounces of it, poured it into a glass, and poured 4 ounces of fresh, clean water in with it, and stirred it up, and gave that to several thousand people down in Panama when they had that really bad flu, that strain of flu that was killing people down there. 95% of them got immediately well in 5 days.
Wow.
And that was a virus. And what elderberry juice concentrate does, it goes in and protects each individual cell. Each individual cell in your body, it puts like a coating around it so it blocks off anything that can't get into this individual cell. And wow. this stuff is so powerful. But I'm really going to be sad if they outlaw
berries.
That.
Goji berries are real good. They're curing all viral diseases, AIDS and everything right now. There's a guy, Dr. Randy Baker, here in town by injecting them with hydrogen peroxide. Janita Petrelli, Alcoholism, the Cause and the Cure, the 101 program, Green Body and Mind. It's an unbelievable source, endorsed by all the heaviest holistic healers on the planet. And then another good one for me that saved my life from the toxic mold that can mimic any symptom of any disease that there is on the planet. Man, I was sick from that stuff, but my mentor on that was Sherry Rogers, MD, and she is on the United Nations, United States Board of Environmental Illnesses. Her tired or toxin or detoxifying diet, or like medical journals, but they tell you all this stuff we're assimilating and how to get rid of it. Your omegas get rid of it. Your omegas enlarge the ROSs or free radicals from these environmental illnesses, and they enlarge them, and it causes it to go into your stool instead of metastasizing into your organs and causing disease. So you got to exercise with the omegas, and then you got to take your protein. So you got to get protein powder. You got to get vibrant green powder, and then take all your supplements. Well, they have shots for all this stuff, too, now that people that are really lacking, of which 87% of the population is overexcitic, that you can bring your pH level down. These are like $175 a pop to get these shots of these vitamins that they're going to make illegal and stuff. I've been trying to get a team of holistic healers to help the veterans get this stuff, but nobody's busting a move on either direction, because the holistic people get their money because they spend 2 hours or more with you finding out what you eat, what you do, testing you and all this stuff, so that they know how to treat you individually, because, you know, they know that everybody's different. And then so, I mean, that's where they get their money, and then you got to buy the supplements and do the detox and et cetera, et cetera. So it's hard for them to give up the only source they can make their money, and then you can't do it with insurance because, you know, it's like chiropractic and all the other health stuff, you know, that used to be illegal in acupuncture and et cetera, et cetera. The guy that first invented that you wash your hands after doing lobotomies when you were going to deliver babies, he started saving, you know, like 9 out of 10 people instead of losing them for births, and he told these guys, hey, you got to wash your hands. They kicked him out and said, hey, dude, you crazy. He committed suicide and stuff, was broke. Same thing, the guy invented the TV, all this stuff. These guys work and take it over, but the truth is there. Jack LaLanne said, if man made it, don't eat it. If you can't eat it, don't put it on your body. And he swam 98 to Alcatraz, handcuffed, pulling 3 barges full of playboy bunnies.
Yeah, actually. Hey, Bobby and Michael.
Yes.
We actually have Jerron on the line as well, who just called in. Works in this field that you've moved to, which is the organic foods and energy. So I just wanted to let you know that and introduce Jerron to you guys, because I think I'll just back out of the conversation and let you guys go. This is fabulous. Great.
Thanks, Russell.
Really,
hey, Jerron.
I'm on this phone, so I can't see all that stuff. You guys got to let us know what's going on.
That's what I'm doing.
Right on, thanks, brother.
Well, this is it's great to hear a conversation like this. Thanks for bringing me in, Rice. I appreciate it, and thanks for having this conversation, y'all. This is always good. I did want to say, I just wanted to touch on one thing when you were talking about the elderberries, Mike. Is that not only do they protect the cells, but they actually have a compound that goes in and pierces the shell of the virus.
Oh, that's right. I remember that too. I just recalled that. Yeah, right.
There's a compound in elderberry as well as all berries called flavonoids. And these are part of phenolic groups. And these flavonoids actually have the ability to go in and poke holes through the outer wall of the virus and prevent them from replicating. So it stops viral replication.
This is
and
all that's, working.
That's,
It almost keeps you like you. It almost keeps you like immortal.
That elderberry has been proven against viruses like West Nile virus as well. So it's a very powerful berry that you could put into any program. There's a lot of good products out there with it. The most popular one is called Sambu Call, which is the one that a lot of studies have done using. So.
And goji berries, aren't those the ones that come from the Mongolia or something? And that those guys used to live to be 150 with the vitality of a 22-year-old or something?
You know, right now the biggest revolution in the health industry that has been going on for a few years is actually, quote, superfoods. And you know, so they're categorizing things like goji berry and noni juice and, kombucha would be somewhat considered one. It's a fermented mushroom, but just all your different superfoods are coming out now, and that seems to be the most popular thing. Truly, like barley grass and things like that.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Say that again, I'm sorry.
Barley grass, spirulina, blue-green algae. There's a lot of them that have been popular for a while, but some new ones from your more exotic places are coming out, like goji and noni. Noni is, Tahitian is the most popular noni out there. It's very, very powerful. So a lot of interesting foods coming out right now. And as we're on this conversation, that's a really important point to touch on, is that those are foods, and you mentioned supplements earlier, your vitamins and your minerals. Here's the difference. A vitamin and mineral, I was speaking about this with Dawnbringer one day, vitamins and minerals that you buy in a health food store or a doctor's office are typically 90% of the time, if not 95 or more percent of the time, chemically synthesized. So they're not natural compounds. This is the thing that a lot of people aren't aware of, is that vitamins and minerals, a lot of the starting materials for these are actually quite toxic. You're looking at byproducts of the petroleum industry. When you're looking at BASF and Roche Chemical being some of your major suppliers for raw materials to the vitamin industry, you know that they're not a natural product. So what this boils down to...
Man, to find out the source of that stuff.
See, here's the thing, is that the people that are selling them to you don't know this. They think they're natural as well. So what
Janina Petrelli's a chemist and all this stuff, and so she checks everything. She checked my vitamins from the VA and told me not to take them, they're poison. I mean, just regular vitamins. And the supplements, they're going to pass through you real quick, and you're not going to retain that much. The best thing, is, like you said, is to get it from the foods. But if you can't get it from the foods... use the supplements. It's just like a trade-off, but you got to get that stuff somehow. But like you said, that if you're not taking them right and you don't know, you're going to hurt yourself, because you got to have that balance. And it's good to see, a professional on that. And you sound like you're a professional, so I'm going to shut up, keep talking.
Just finish it. You can get a bigger picture. As well, is that when you're looking at chemically synthesized vitamins coming from the same people that are supplying the pharmaceutical industry with their raw materials, what you're looking at is a product that can be regulated by the FDA, by the pharmaceutical industry, and can be overtaken by the pharmaceutical medical industry. When you're looking at superfoods, those are foods. They're not necessarily you can market a food as a food and not as a supplement. And here's where the semantics comes into play, because supplements are what you're going to find happening with Codex Alimentarius, as well as what you're seeing it in Canada with C51 is what I think the number of it was in Canada, where they're trying to make it prescription only, and they've been doing it in this country for years, trying to make supplements prescription only. And they did it back in 93, and it was Congress got the greatest outcry to trying to make supplements prescription only. It was the greatest outcry, second to Vietnam. So they will keep doing it, and they will keep doing it. And as long as we keep supporting that industry, and I'm in that industry, I work for a vitamin company, so I know it very well. I know it like the back of my hand. What we want to do is we want to move to the foods, because one, they're bioavailable, your physiology recognizes them, that's what you're designed to run on, whereas a chemically synthesized vitamin supplement, which you don't know is or isn't unless you're familiar with the chemistry and you look at the back and you see something like ascorbic acid or pyridoxine hydrochloride, and these are chemistry names.
Yeah, but
because
Jaron, how do you know if the foods are genetically modified or not?
See,
is there a way to tell?
Well, on cans there is.
Really?
I'm racking my brain right now to give you the code name. That when you look at a UPS code,
yeah.
A UPC code, you have your series of numbers, and if the last number ends in, I believe it's 9, there's genetically modified foods in that can. I believe it's 9. I'm not 100% accurate, but I can get that information.
Yeah, that would be very very important, I guess, for all the Light family to know.
Exactly.
Also, Mike, you brought up a point on your notes to me earlier that we should wash all of our stuff off with what did you say?
I heard a guy talking about how we should take like a cup of or 2 cups of water and a cup of apple cider vinegar. And then you put your vegetables in that, and you wash your vegetables off with like soap and water or whatever, and then you put them in this water and apple cider vinegar solution.
Mm-hmm.
Is that beneficial, Jaron? Or?
Yeah, I think so. And there's a lot of things you can use. You can use like Bronner's Salsuds, which is a Castile soap. You can use any number of things. But it would be very beneficial to do that, unless you're getting good local produce from somebody you know. And I mean, even then, you still want to wash it, but you don't have to be hyper concerned about it. When you're talking about food that's coming with God knows how many different kinds of pesticides that have been sprayed on it, and chemical fertilizers, and
then they seal it up with wax like a turnip. You know, you ever go down to your store and buy a turnip? It's got a whole bunch of wax or something all over it. And then you wonder, well, what's inside underneath that wax, you know?
Yeah, I can't eat nothing in Safeway, man. Nothing.
It's an interesting world out there as far as food's concerned, and it's really scary and a lot to talk about there.
Could a guy do like say like you have a like this Venus project, you know, where they have like a biosphere, you know, and is it easily enough to grow wholesome foods in a hydroponic type situation?
Well, even then, you know, I'm not extremely familiar with hydroponics, so I can't speak a lot about that, but it's so, you know, it's so easy that can be done really anywhere is create your own little raised bed garden. You can go
and create
your own little raised bed garden, and then what you can do is to facilitate growing throughout the year of it, you can create like a little hoop house over it. So what we do here is we have a little 4x16 raised bed garden that we created, and then you just go and you get some of the, I believe it's 3/4-inch black piping that's flexible, water piping that's flexible, and you create a small, you cut them in the lengths to go over your garden, whatever width your garden is, and then you get some 3 mil plastic to go over that, and you've got a little hoop house that you can extend your growing season in very easily. So,
year-round.
Year-round,
just in my little apartment. And all the nurses
room.
Over in at the hospital, when I was over there with my auntie, I was talking to them about organic food and stuff, and they said, well, we grow it right in our apartment in our little boxes out in the back because we know that's the best place to get it, is grow your own.
We have some questions off the chat room, Violet Light.
Light Sound wanted to know if the codes are the same from country to country. They're saying E621 is natrium glutamate.
Yeah.
And that was in regard to you saying you could see from codes on cans.
No, I
think so.
I don't know about that. So I don't know if the food codes are worldwide. I'm not quite sure.
No telling, man. What's going on? I know if you want to know for sure, grow your own.
Yeah. Any other questions from the chat room there, Violet Light?
I think that was the only one that was sticking out. You guys go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is all certainly very informative, and I tell you, I don't know really. I have basic things that I buy that I eat, and usually when I go into a grocery store, I go around the very outside of the inside of the store. I hardly ever go down the aisles because I'm too suspicious of eating genetically modified foods that are pre-processed and all that, you know. So I tend to eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits. You know, I try as best I can to make my own bread and
no
biscuits.
Yeast,
you know,
man. Stay away from yeast.
No,
yeast
I don't
bad.
Eat. You know, I stopped eating red meat a number of years ago.
I just would like to say, you know, there's this big stereotype that meat is bad, and I just want to say, in my experience, that's not necessarily the case. Not everybody is designed to be a vegetarian. I have worked with people who have been vegetarians for years, and their health did nothing but decline. I was one for 9 years, and my health declined being a vegetarian. Once I started to put some meat into my diet, it was like very grounding for me, and I started to feel better from it. My energy went up. I wasn't getting foggy-headed after I eat. A lot of times what you'll see is people who have a disproportionate of protein to carbohydrates, like not enough protein in comparison to the amount of carbohydrates they're eating, they'll get foggy-headed about an hour after they eat. Their blood sugar will go up, but then about an hour later, they start getting tired, foggy-headed, irritable. Perhaps their blood sugar will bottom out.
Rainbow. Check out the Rainbow Family raw food games out there in Hawaii, because they're saying you're totally wrong, because they got all this stuff, man, that they're actually beating these other athletes and all this stuff. So I don't know about that one, but I know the Eskimos can't be vegan, right? And
right.
I'm sure in Bora Bora they were eating each other, and it all depends on where you live. Now, I've gone to these stem cell scientists that have told me to buy their product for osteoporosis or lacking of stuff. Well, if you can't do that, take calcium and magnesium, and if you can't do that, eat kale. So the herbalist guys are saying that if you eat kale and all this stuff that's locally grown around here, you don't need no supplements or none of that stuff, and you'll get a better holistic healing from it.
Right. Well, you know, speaking about the raw...
Everybody's individual, too, you know, so I'm sure that some people can exist without eating meat and some can.
Exactly. You said it earlier. You were talking about how everyone's an individual. There's a great term for that. It's called biochemical individuality, a term that was coined by Roger Williams back in...
Migration from the Irish in different places were lacking in their DNA certain substances that they couldn't get from their diets in this country, and that you can change all that with the right foods and stuff.
And you,
DNA back to good stuff.
The other thing is that as we have this conversation, and as you said, if you can't do something, then you take calcium and magnesium as a supplement. And because we're so focused in this country on vitamins and minerals, you know, that in reality, vitamins and minerals are just the tip of the iceberg of what's actually in food. When you look at what's in food, there's tens of thousands of different components in there. Nobody knows the exact code of it. Nobody knows how many compounds make up a single food. A biotech company tried to identify all the constituents that made up a tomato, and they actually stopped the project at 10,000. And they said there was no end in sight. Well, we know that there's 5 main vitamins and minerals, and then there's a slew of trace minerals. But not enough to make up 10,000. So what you're really looking at is things called phytochemicals that actually have more of an effect on your physiology than the individual vitamins and minerals that are in that food. So we know that phytochemicals can actually interact with your genetics, and the field is called nutrigenomics or nutrigenetics, and that's the nutritional influence of phytochemicals on your genes. And they can cause the genes to repress or express specific aspects, whether it be cancer or arthritis or whatever the disease might be that somebody can express through their genetics. So it's really the phytochemicals that you want to talk about more so than the vitamins and minerals, and that's why consuming food is so much more important than ever consuming a supplement, because there's just so much more to it.
So what would be the most important thing to do would be to get seeds for fruits and vegetables that are not Terminator-type seeds, not hybrid seeds, but seeds that when you grow a tomato and you save the seeds from it, you will be able to grow another crop of tomatoes because of those seeds are not Terminator seeds. They're normal-type seeds, you know.
And we have a question from the chat room about the seeds. They were saying that David Wilcox had said that genetically altered foods can return to their original form after five cycles of growth. Ringing a bell for anyone?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, the body regenerates itself every 7 years. So every 7 years, you have a completely new body. But we don't know what the long-lasting effects of genetic modification are. Nobody's done long-term studies to see what the effect to your DNA is from consuming genetically modified foods.
Well, it's kind of like eating foods that are prepared in a microwave versus food that's prepared on a stove. You know, the food, your blood is going to be different from eating foods out of a microwave, isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, microwaving cooks food from the inside out, and the first thing it does is it denatures the proteins that are in the food, and proteins in food are also the enzymes. So when you look at enzymes, people will take digestive enzymes to help with their digestion, but you also have metabolic enzymes, which are the enzymes that your body uses for all the chemical reactions that take place in your body. Enzymes are the catalyst to every single chemical reaction that takes place in your body. They are the spark for the fire. And then you have the food enzymes, which are enzymes that exist within the food itself. And when you cook food, it just destroys them. There's nothing left to them. And then that can go in and it causes your body to use its enzymes and to digest that food, which drains on your enzymes. And the body's enzymes are the body's enzymes are like a bank account. If you don't replenish them, you will run out. And so your lifespan is directly proportional to your ability to conserve enzymes.
So we need Go ahead, Violet Light.
Is it also true that any kind of heating does the same thing, or is it not destroying the same level? Because like heat processing in vitamin fillers and binders instead of, you know, capsules and that type of thing, is it the same function? Heating on the stove is going to break down the same enzymes?
Surely it will, but it's going to damage them. Yes, it will. Once you start going over about 116 degrees, you start damaging enzymes. But you know, we don't know to what extent you can cook all of them out, because they haven't all been identified, and you don't really know. So maybe
it's better to eat food that's 80% raw and 20% cooked.
Yeah, you know, an 80-20 rule would be good. You can do that. What I would encourage is eating with the seasons as well, because we are seasonal. And so when you're in the winter time, you know, your body is craving heavier foods in the winter. So salads go by the wayside. Your raw foods, other than maybe some good storage fruits like apples or something like that, you know, that are like your fall fruits or your fall vegetables. And your fall vegetables, you know, would be like carrots and parsnips and your heartier greens like kale and collard greens and things like that you want to cook those. I really encourage eating with the seasons personally, because you are a seasonal creature.
Yeah, definitely need a lot more carbohydrates up here in the north where it snows, because of all the snow shoveling. You know, to give me a lot more energy with having carbohydrates in me first before I go out and do that, you know.
I would actually encourage you to flip that to fats, really, because fats are a better fuel than carbohydrates, because we look at energy in food terms from the caloric factor.
So I could eat a bowl of ice cream instead? My rocky road, yay!
There you go. Difference between quality fat and sugary fat, you know.
Oh yeah.
But,
yeah.
But when you talk about, you know, essential oils, I think somebody in the earlier mentioned something about hemp oil and things like that. So your fatty acids and your fattier foods are going to give you more energy. There's 9 calories per gram of in fat versus 4. From proteins and carbohydrates, so you get more bang for your buck from fats. So in the wintertime, you want to up your protein and fat consumption, and then in the spring
day.
And summer, salmon would, yeah, salmon would be good depending on where you live. It's all good. But then as you move into spring and summer, you're going to move into your more lighter foods. So
like in the wintertime, you eat hot stuff, and in the summertime you eat cold stuff because most of the fruit's cold, and then in the wintertime, like, you get nettle and all these other hot things to open you up and eliminate. So there's also, on cooking food, I've gone to acupuncture guys and stuff that wouldn't let me eat anything that was not cooked during the detoxification because they wanted to open up and release rather than chilled constructs and closes. So there's a definitely a balance in eating. For sure.
Well, Jerron, you're just a cornucopia of information. I really am blessed, very thankful you came on the air with us. Thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And actually, I'm going to have to leave you guys because I have my kids with me, and which I only get
can
to see them a few times.
Sure.
I think you said your company before that we could see a website or whatever, and I didn't get it. Share that so that I can post it?
Yeah,
the company that I work for?
Yeah, or just, you know, for some elementary information maybe, you know?
The company I work for is a vitamin company called Megafood, so you can go to megafood.com. That's just the company that I work for, but you can find, I don't have my own personal website at this moment in time. So, but what I can do is, I'm going to be working with the Healing Fountain more and more at this point, and so we're going to work on creating a nice educational resource center for all of us involved with the Gold Ring to come to and get all the information they could possibly want. So,
yes.
as that gets worked on. We'll become nice little center where people can get all the information they need.
Wonderful.
So,
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure. I wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. You know, it's such a great time to be alive, and so look forward to a fantastic 2009. Just seeing so much awakening taking place, and people such as ourselves moving together to create. Our future that we would like to have. So it's great to share in this with you guys. So many blessings to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Take care, guys.
Well, we love you, brother. Take care.
Love you too. Yes, much love. Much love. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Violet Light. Do we have much time of the show left?
Let's see. It's looking like 24 minutes. Because we extended a little bit. You didn't go through a time warp. We actually extended the time from an hour. And I hope Miska, got her link up too for her show. But you guys go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, we got some time there, Bobby. We can get some more topics. All right. Well, Bobby, could you tell me what kind of things are happening at the Aquarian Temple there?
Well, hi, my name is Chris. Bobby just went to the restroom. He told me to tell you he'll be back shortly.
Oh, hey, Chris. Yeah. Well,
the interesting topic you guys have going here.
Yeah. What do you think of the different things that are in our water that we have to, you know, put up with, and genetically modified foods. What's your opinion of that?
Well, it's fascinating how much has changed in just the last 100 years, the fact that we're even discussing that. And we talk about it here all the time because we're always reading and learning through this source and other sources. And you can't help but think that of all the metals that have gotten into our water all these years. So I know now we're we don't really drink it out of plastic. We store our water in the glass containers and such. But I'm for it. I'm all for moving forward with the technology to clean our food and water, if feasible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing that that I am very aware of with water is fluoride. I hear on different other radio shows that fluoride tends to create small cavities within a human brain because of the damages that it does. And I'm not sure if that's actually true or not, but there have been several people that have come up and stated that. And I personally have a charcoal filter, water filtering system that takes fluoride out of the water. And I give my companion animals, he's a 14-year-old cat, and I been giving him that filtered water for ever since he was a kitten, and he's a very spry, you know, cat, very alert, you know, cat compared to some of the other ones that I've seen in vets, you know, vet hospitals, you know, veterinarian hospitals, but you know, just as an example, but I don't know, I think it's going to be a whole lot better once people start filtering their water, filter that fluoride out, and like Bobby said, have trace minerals, you know, added in or somehow, you know, retain those trace minerals in the water after you purify it, and at least give, you know, the youngest, you know, children a chance to get the best, you know, instead of having to go through and be chemically oppressed, you know, and not really have a chance.
Well, you're right, because it's funny, we're only limited by our own, like they say, imaginations. And I can remember growing up in Santa Clara, and people didn't even hardly drink water then. I still can't get my dad to drink water. He drinks everything but. But I remember pouring the water, and it would just come out so murky and dirty, and I thought, no wonder, how could anybody drink this water when it's so full of all this chloride and fluoride and whatever else is in here, where the water tables were low out there in Santa Clara, Sunnyvale. And now we've come this far with all the advances, so who knows how much further we have to go to clean up our food source, our water, and all the value in this and everything we eat.
Yeah,
and that relates to a gerontologist I heard talking to the other day, saying that we're going to extend our lives as we take better care of ourselves and eat and drink cleaner and better food. And he was seeing no reason why we couldn't live to 120 and be happy and healthy. And then in that period, we would even make much more advances where we'd be able to extend our lives further than we'd be on. And I find that fascinating. And it all relates back to the clean water and the clean foods that we're where we are now on this learning curve. It's like we're making all these gains in the last 10 years that we didn't even think about discussing before.
And it's like the aquifers that people don't see. They know the water comes out of the ground someplace, but the aquifers are so vast that with all the different runoffs of insecticides, pesticides, and whatever else sides that are being used in agriculture, that stuff has got to go someplace, and
right.
I'm sure it gets into the aquifer. And
it wasn't even questioned before, but now, so to say, the cat's out of the bag, and everyone has to share the responsibility to clean up all of our resources,
yeah.
So this doesn't continue happening.
So now the Monsanto company, as point of reference, you know, pays the students to go through and get a degree in plant genetics. In Iowa, Iowa State University, and the reason I know that because I used to have a relative that was there getting that particular degree. But anyway, they, you know, Monsanto pays these students to go through, gives them grants and scholarships, and because there's only a few of them, they actually get to go through all that whole training and have a major in that. And then they make they you know, these geneticists make seeds that are impervious to diseases and things. So maybe, you know, we don't need, you know, that kind of things in our food supply. You know, sometimes, you know, diseases are, you know, Mother Nature does things to plants that are, it's natural.
Well, you know, on the water topic, up here we have just the cutest man where his water is really his passion, and it's called Aloha Water, and he has the osmosis systems that he installs in the houses, and so when you go in, instead of somebody just saying, well, like one water company sold us a bill of goods where the filters, they had to come in every 5 months and change them. They were proprietary, and this this guy, instead of that, he will sit you down in his warehouse there and just has stack after stack of these articles and details about what's in the water locally. He's just dealing local, and he's so passionate about it. So if you can find a somebody like that in your own area, it's a great resource.
Right, right. I think every city has to have a contractor come in and actually test water before they pull it up into their water towers, you know, for different areas of the city. And but I think, you know, when once I get those reports, I don't know how detailed they are. You know, that's the only thing. But
and that's the real problem is what they seem to think is suitable, like arsenics and stuff like that is. Like, if I would have known that was in there, I wouldn't have, you know. So, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very natural.
They're finding out that flu shots right now, the mercury in them is causing all our kids to be altruistic. It's come up like over 70% just from the flu shots, and these shots are giving everybody.
Good point,
so
Bobby. Good point. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly true. Yeah.
They're working it.
There are some, even celebrity children have been in the spotlight, you know, with that. You know, like, what's his name, Jim Carrey and his wife, they have a son, and then he got some shots, and what the son is like 2 or 3 years old, and he turned autistic all of a sudden, you know, within about, somewhere between
Rogers.
A week and 2 weeks after he got the shots.
Jerry Rogers says that 95% of all disease is a lack of vitamins, minerals in your environment. And so, I mean, if they're curing all your viral diseases with hydrogen peroxide, you know, and they've got 14 cures for cancer, there's cures for AIDS, everything out there that from all the people that I've been accessing and stuff. So, I mean, it seems like if somebody had this, they would surely want to try to find some of these people and just to see if it might help them rather than going through all that chemotherapy and all that stuff that don't work. All of your cancer institutes, what, Jerry Lewis quit working, man, after he did that multiple sclerosis thing. He got so much money he didn't have to work again. So 98% of them charities, only 2% of them actually, the people get money from them. All the rest of it's spent. So it's, if, you know, they don't want to get rid of their chemotherapy and their liver dialysis and all this stuff, because if you go natural, all that stuff's going to be gone. You know, you're not going to need it.
Bobby, if you feel...
I actually think these guys create these diseases and stuff like AIDS and everything, and just to eliminate people.
That's true. I'm sure that's definitely true. There's been a lot of talk about different things with euthanasia and the population's getting too much for the planet, and the resources are nil and are reduced because of the population growth. Well, all that is propaganda. There is more than enough abundance on the earth to sustain what population we have, and all the, 100,000 more souls come into the world every day.
I heard the global warming was a lie too, because the sun heats up a lot more than all that stuff and everything too, and that's just another fear factor they're getting so they can milk us for some more money to clean the environment.
Well,
what do you think about that?
Our environment gets affected by the HEART Project, and our weather gets affected by the HARP project because HARP is putting up a signal and changing a lot of things that has to do with our flux, and that has to do with a lot of way weather, you know, travels in
HARP?
A jet stream, you know.
What is HARP?
The it's high altitude aerial radio radio. It's a transmission of an electrical radio signal, and they put like over 10 billion watts and transmit it up into the air, into different layers of the earth, and which causes, you know, different things to happen, but you know, weather wise and but that if you were to Bobby, if you were to purify your water, what would you personally do to add trace minerals back into it?
Well, like I said, I was working with Janita Petrelli, Alcoholism, the Cause and the Cure, and Abra Hoffman. She is co-signed by the heaviest people in this whole thing, the Organization for Human Rights and stuff. So I'm taking trace mineral drops, the most powerful natural health-giving trace minerals in the world, and it's liquamins, low sodium concentrate trace mineral drops, and the stuff, like, you can put it in your water. I get my water purified at the health food store through three systems, and then of course I bring it back, and then I put my trace minerals in it. Well, they say put 14 drops in it or something like that. Well, I OD on that stuff, and then when I had that black mold, I had all these rashes. I mean, unbelievably bad stuff, and it's all gone away since I've been using this stuff. I've been eating the right foods, too, but according to them, because the water is where we get all these minerals and stuff, and the food absorbs the waters, too, but water is our basic thing. We should be getting it from the water, and then we're not. So that's one of the four things I do is the trace minerals, the greens, vibrant greens, living food, and the Renew Pro, biologically active non-dentured whey protein, and then I use the fish oil, flax oil, hemp oil, switch them around, and then I never liked fish, but I've been eating salmon, dude. Like, yeah, and that's supposed to be, like, according to Sherry Rogers and them, that if you eat salmon every day, you would never have any disease.
Yes.
Because of the omegas and everything's in there. I guess
I wanted to let you guys know we've got 10 minutes.
Pardon? Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I have. I was just kind of wondering when you were talking about, you know, when you were taking the trace minerals. Like, had you at all gotten any difference in your meditation or spiritually feel more sacred or have more abundance of light or love? You know, because of maybe the trace minerals that you're taking.
That helps immensely, and then I actually got one of these injections of these shots, and immediately my REM and everything, I went into a state of enhanced wellness, and just totally felt good in my skin, you know, and these trace minerals and stuff. And then so when you're doing that, when you meditate, you're not thinking about that. You don't have to, you know, block out all that stuff and everything. You know, it's just like you're feeling good. Of course, it's going to influence your mental state, you know, and all that. I mean, you know, with nature's pharmacy and harmony, with nature's harmony and the ultimate health is like, according to Janita and everybody else, that you can go drink, you can go do anything after you've got yourself to this state of wellness. And then you're not going to want to keep doing it because you just had fun and this wellness is so much better than dipping it all the time. So you're going to realize that. So you'll never have to worry about being an alcoholic or a drug addict or fat or any of this shit they're trying to sell you, because it's all a lie. It's like, you know, the whole thing of it is just getting the vitamins and minerals and the balance and eating right and exercises like the old doctors used to tell us before they started giving us all them pills. Now, on the pill takeoff, on what Johan said, that guy was incredible, man. Wow! Did you believe, VT, that we were going to get that kind of a consciousness on this show today. That blows my mind. I learned so much from that man. It's unbelievable.
I highly agree with you about some of the older doctors talking about they would talk about minerals and vitamins, supplements that are more so in the pure state before they would even talk to you about medical pharmaceutical drugs. And I know that for a fact because living in a town of 400 in North Dakota for 20 years, we had a doctor that was from Romania, and he had lived in the States since like the 1930s, and he was the local family practitioner. And he was the most knowledgeable person I ever knew when it came to herbs or anything to do with naturopathy. I didn't even realize that he was a medical doctor until somebody told me because I thought he was a naturopath. But there are so much that people can learn about themselves just by looking in the mirror and looking at the color of their iris. If you look at the inside circle of the iris and it's brown all the way around, you've got a serious problem going on in your intestines, you know, like digestion. And my older sister, she's like 12 years older than I am. She lives out in Utah, and she used to live in Idaho, northern part of Idaho, and moved to Utah. But anyway, she analyzes blood. She's a naturopathic doctor. She works with iridology, and she can take a look at your eyes, take a photograph of each eye, put a template over it, and tell you exactly what's going to happen to you or what's happening in your body before a medical doctor would even see symptoms from you on it. And that's called iridology, you know.
I had a naturopathic doctor 40 years ago, Dr. Benish in Escondido down south, that did that, and he'd look in my eyes.
That's the doctor that my sister learned, that was taught, you know, that he taught her.
Oh, my goodness. That guy, dude, he is breastfed like a baby. He was
cool-eyed
and stuff. And, of course, me, I went in there to see him loaded on opium, you know, with this girl and stuff, and he just got mad at me and stuff. But it was like, that guy, man, he looked in my eyes, he said, oh, you've had VD before. He could tell everything just by looking at
At your iris. That's exactly right.
It was like, my goodness.
And it makes you wonder if when Christ was on earth, was he able to look in somebody's eye and look at their physiological condition of their body and tell them?
Those guys were essenes. His brother Joseph was the head of that church, man.
Yeah.
That's what the Baptist was, is getting that water and drink water for 3 days until that tapeworm or the devil within you comes out, because they were eating meat with no refrigerators and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are going to get worms and parasites. And that's another thing, too. You can take a Folgers coffee enema and get rid of most anything. And this is recommended by Dr. Sherry Rogers. Not hot. You got to cool it off. But a coffee enema is one of the best things to get rid of any kind of stuff. So that you can replace it with the good, flana and foil and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of that being done for several years now. And, I've heard it from other people that, you know, that this is what, you know, this was so, you know, with the coffee and, you know, using it as a way of release, you know, for all the toxins and things. But, there's way too many things out there that's being suppressed that people really need to know about. And I think maybe we touched on a few things tonight to really give them some enlightening.
Oh, unbelievable. It was like I was kind of wondering, you know, we went over what we were going to talk about and stuff and the topics, and we touched on a few of them, but then we just moved in just right into the heart of this whole situation, because I was putting that in the chart room. You know, I always put that stuff in there and about, you know, what you eat and everything. And then when Johan come on and co-signed all that stuff and then took it, like, you know, to the scientific part of it, you know, with the knowledge and the wisdom, and said, whoa, that was amazing, man. And then, like, violet light in there, it's just like, you know, comes in and then focuses up and stuff and back into the chart room and here with all you beautiful people. This is like Aquarian Temple and VT Mike on here on your gold ring game of enlightenment. And this is a real game. And anybody out there that's just a guest, you want to play, because it's a real deal. It's total pathway to bliss and health and environment. environment, and all this information that we're giving is we're getting also from other members of the ring and other parts of our chart and our healing temples and all these other things that we have on the gold ring. And as we're expanding and growing, we're covering almost everything for optimum health and to regenerate our planet with holistic green energy.
And we're moving, and we're moving ahead with solutions, and that's the that's one of the biggest things that probably other people are not seeing out there in the regular society. You know, not saying that Gold Ring is a different society, but it's like the main world right now has so many high tech things that are being suppressed by the Dark Alliance. You know, the people that want to control it and suppress it to keep everything running the way it is right now, just enslaving us to buy their products, their genetically modified foods, to pay their, medical, diagnosis bills for cancer and other things that we're getting just from the things that they're teaching people to grow. And for us to consume,
So Russo interviewed Rothschild, the heir to the banking fortune.
Right.
And he said, we don't have to have these wars. It's your biggest profit maker. You don't need the money. You got all the money in the world. He says, why do you keep doing this? What are you doing? And he looked at him and says, what do you care about them people for? You should only care about your family.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the people that you're working for if you're paying taxes out there and working into the system, man. And buying gas and stuff, that's it. So you can change your life. I haven't paid taxes in 40 years, and somebody stole my car 2 years ago. I'm getting so healthy. But, man, my next car is going to be made out of hemp running on air. I'm going to get it in India, and I'm going to get me a nice motor home. Yeah. And it's going to cost about a third of what it costs.
All right, Bob, you go.
And then you're, you're going to have TV screen, and then you're going to have monitor screens on your on the outside, and you're going to war drive this country with the gold ring playing on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to do a world tour for harmony with nature and pray to the goddesses, and like the old acting out of the supreme deity with dancing, drums, and staging. I want to do at least 4 big ones all around the world with these alternative energy and show the people that
I
can exist.
10 seconds.
I can hear the song on the outside of the RV as Bobby's driving down the road displaying the gold ring. It's going to be Rolling Stones. You're just a shout away.
Here it is, right here, man. This is it.
I love you guys.
Listen to this. There we go.
Good night, all. We love you.
Wonderful job,
buddy. I got something I want to talk about, really. Something I want to say. If anybody out there listening, well, focus up and dig this. From the H2O to the 420. When kids.
I think we just dropped off the radio.
All right, we're off.
I think we just dropped off, yeah.
And it's recording.
Oh, it's a wrap. I got my song in there on the end.
Okay. All right, another one in the can. Thanks.
All right.
Wonderful job,
hey.
Guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Violet.
Show.
That was awesome.
All right, and now back to you.
Yeah, there you go.
To the radio goddess.
Yes, thank you, Violet.
Go over to Miska's Playground. I linked it in the chat.
Oh, wonderful.
We've got another half hour. There's more shows coming. Don't miss Colorful One and Gary Moore.
No, I'm glued to the computer right now.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Right,
night.
You too. I'm going to get off this phone. Thank
okay.
you so much. I love you guys so much, and thank you for being you.
You bet. Thank you for being you, Bobby.
I can't
talk
help
tonight.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan.